Good afternoon, I'm Laura and welcome to the Market Wrap for Thursday the 6th of April. Well, today was the last trading day for a holiday shortened week. Of course, we have the Easter break coming up with Good Friday kicking off tomorrow. But unfortunately, the ASX 200 didn't look quite as positive today as it has other days. The market actually dropped by 18 points or about a quarter of 1% to 7,219. And it unfortunately ended that 8-day winning streak which we were seeing. Looking at sector performance, most of the sectors were in the red today. Only 3 of the 11 sectors actually rose. Healthcare was the best performer, not only today, but over the course of this week, while utilities and consumer staples also ended higher today. But the biggest falls were seen in the tech sector, dropping by over 2% today after tech stocks posted declines on Wall Street. Materials also fell again. In fact, it's declined 4 days in a row, making it the worst performer over the course of this week after being last week's standout. Some of the best performers today: Newcrest Mining announced it signed a contract to begin their project in Papua New Guinea, together with its joint venture partner, Harmony Gold, which is a South African mining company. Silver Lake Mining was also amongst the best performers, but really it was all of the gold stocks which stood out over this week, with 7 of the 10 top performers being gold miners. Even though the price of the precious metal eased slightly overnight, it's still up over that $2,000 per ounce mark. Imugen, which is an immune oncology company, rose most after announcing yesterday that it's making progress towards a cancer treatment. Its shares rose 7% today and lifted most over the week. ASX shares climbed 3% today despite releasing mixed results in its March activity report. It highlighted that average daily trade volumes dropped by 25% in equity cash markets and also saw declines across futures and options markets. Moving on to the worst performers, ING shares fell most today and over this 4-day week. They responded to an ASX price query only about 30 minutes before the market closed. They said that it wasn't aware of any non-public information that could explain the fall in its share price. However, it did mention that an article published in the Weekly Times yesterday detailed that chicken mortality rates supplied by Inghams had gone up. Allkem was another loser today as lithium prices continue to slump. Lithium miners actually accounted for about half of the worst 10 performing stocks over the week. And Syrah Resources, again another lithium miner, fell most this week. Finally, Magellan continued to drop today after announcing about $4 billion in net outflows yesterday. Moving on to currencies, they were mostly weaker against the Aussie dollar, with the exception of the yen and the kiwi. The Aussie dollar is currently buying about 67 US cents. Looking ahead, the ASX will be shut on Good Friday and Easter Monday, meaning we'll resume trading on Tuesday, the 11th of April, which is Tuesday next week. So exciting times ahead there, and I hope everyone enjoys their break. But some things coming out of the US tonight: we have job figures coming out, which will be a key piece of data for the Federal Reserve's meeting in early May. But our markets won't be able to respond to that data until we reopen on Tuesday. And some of the highlights for next week: in Australia, we have jobs figures being released on Thursday, and over in the US, we have inflation being released on Wednesday. So it'll be an interesting week next week. Everyone, I hope you have a great long weekend and have a great night.